Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Have you ever wanted to behead someone with your mind?
No.
Or have you ever wished you could? I want to do that to you.
Why?
You tell me to save things, and I do not like to. It's the same as like telling someone to stifle themselves.
No, it's just that we just started talking about the podcast. Both of us are tired. We just got back from Chicago. Our voices are tired. And I want you to just save your voice for the show.
You save it. Like, and that is in a way silencing me. And I do not like to be silenced, and I will never abide being silenced. So maybe there's a nicer way you could tell me.
So now I'll just say, save it. I'll do that.
Fine. I'm going to scream. Y'all,
this is before the 90 days.
This is the show. I'm going to talk up here because my voice is tired.
This is reality gaze. We're back on video. We didn't have video last week because we did the live shows
in Chicago. Y'all, thank you, Chicago, for being wonderful. I know.
We had a wonderful time. I have a cough drop in my mouth because our voices are tired. So for some of
Miss
you that
Omicron
hate,
was out.
That some of you that hate cough drop noises, I'm sorry, but we're doing the best
we can. I don't have a cough drop. Not to say later. I won't. So
Chicago was wonderful.
We had two wonderful shows in Chicago. We met a lot of great sissies.
We did a lot of great sissies. The VIP was really wonderful.
Sorry. There's activity above us.
She won't hear. But I was very touched how many people talked about they either were dealing with sickness or depression.
Yeah.
Or cancer and how they listen to us. We had a policeman say when his beats are slow, he listened to us.
Y'all.
And he was hot.
And she's like, his wife came up to her and said, or his girlfriend is like, they're from Wisconsin. They're like, so I know that he's the first one to listen to the show because, you know, he's on his beat. And it's like really late at night. It was 1 a.m. when we dropped the show and he's just listening to you. And I just imagined him in the darkness. Listening to us, and like somewhere out there, me with like those mice, and I'm like, "Are you thinking of me, hot police officer?" He was hot too. First of all, y'all got a lot of hot boyfriends and husbands.
Y'all do have a lot of, especially y'all. We had a sissy who went on a first date.
I still can't believe it.
Her first date to our show.
This person, this
and
man
she
who she was with,
this gorgeous black man with this big, full, virile beard. And I was out of sorts.
Y'all, That's a baller move.
That's a baller move.
I would never attempt that.
To say, hey, we're going on a first date and you're coming to reality.
And you're
going to
see these two queers.
Yes.
Who she has no idea if this guy is, what this guy even knows. Like, y'all.
I think this is a show that I actually performed a recreation of a rim job on.
You did. You did.
He saw that.
And I said things like vaginal canal.
You did. You also slapped your ass a lot. Just that in itself is pretty gross.
I also said that's when the body takes over. And
yeah.
The body does the rest of the talking.
That's what he said.
And then someone in the house went,
Yeah, someone actually made that noise.
So, y'all, we're a little worse for the wear today.
We're not sick. We're just voices tired.
Our voices are very tired.
I think we dodged. I'm just saying, we were very good about wearing our mask, and so were the sissies, and it's the power of wearing your mask and getting a booster.
Getting
y'all,
a booster
hopefully.
Shot.
Cut to 2 days from now, I'll tell y'all I've got Omicron, but hopefully not.
But the biggest issue, you guys, if you're not as informed about this, is the way you can get infected the easiest is being in an enclosed space for a certain amount of time, especially with tight space without a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
That's where and you actually have to get a certain viral load, so it's hard to be, if you spend 1 minute with someone without a mask, it's unlikely that you're going to get it, especially if you've been vaxxed and boosted.
Don't ever say the word viral load to me again. That is so disgusting when you
viral
say
viral load.
Ugh. Anyway, we had
good food.
We had pizza one night, and then the next night we had the same pizzas again.
And I would do it again.
It was very good.
It was delicious.
It was delicious.
It was cornmeal crust.
It was great, and Lincoln Hall was a wonderful venue. We can't wait to go back.
Shout out to Lincoln Hall.
Yes, I think for any announcement, y'all.
My mug says, live fast, eat ass.
It does. Why not? We all should live fast and eat some ass. We want to say that, y'all, you can go to our Linktree link. We're still, we actually think New York is looking good,
yeah.
Actually, Omicron. It's starting to, hopefully, all the analysts are saying that it's starting to decline there.
New York's peak was, they think, this week.
So, hopefully, we'll be getting there when it's...
You will get updates.
You will get... As of now, everything is still on. We're very excited. You can get your tickets for that on the Linktree link.
Yes.
In our New York show and all the other shows as well. Any
and
other thing?
LA on the 23rd of February.
Yes. We dropped the first episode of Love During Lockup.
Oh, y'all, my God.
We dropped it on the free feed. It's normally on our Patreon and Supercast at the $8 cringe tier. But we dropped it for you because we always do that whenever a new show starts a season.
And we needed to share it.
Yeah, but we do that anyway. Yeah. It worked out well that it was such a crazy episode we wanted to share, and it's the first episode. Even though it says season 3, episode 61, it's the first episode of Love During Lockup.
Right.
And y'all, it's bonkers. It's Love on Lockup on acid.
It is.
Best show.
And thank you so much for the people who reached out to the Chicago show to ask me, as I said at the show, that why had I not chosen dance as my profession?
No one reached out.
Three people
asked.
They said I had a lot of potential.
They said, potential. I read it. They said you had no potential. And why did you dance? Not why don't you dance?
I danced to a number about Chicago.
You did.
And it was something.
That's a good word for it. Something.
My nose itches. I'm not comfortable.
Well, you weren't comfortable for 4 days. Bless your heart.
Y'all, it was so cold.
It was very cold, and then it was hot.
I want you to turn on the timer.
We literally went to Chicago at the worst time. But we went at the worst time, but we had the best time.
It's true.
It's true.
Thing. Are the batteries dead?
What?
Maybe.
The only thing that happened is that our flight got delayed. Our batteries are... It's
no!
Fine. I'll look on my iPad.
Okay.
As I'm...
Bye.
All right. Anything else? We talked about Lalu.
There was something... Got, oh, y'all... charity for the month of the Sissy Squad. our charity for the month of January. You know, join our Sissy Squad, our Facebook group. We have fun in there.
We do, actually.
We have live watches for when the show, when 90 Day goes. Mm-hmm. We have live watches for, when I would say live watches, live watch threads.
Yeah.
We also have threads for Real Housewives of Salt Lake City when it's on, Sister Wives.
That thing, yeah, Sister Wives, what, Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight has a thread.
Yep.
So
yep,
if you're
yep.
looking for some place to just chat with other like-minded people, the Sissy Squad is a fun place.
That is the place to be. I love that how sissies either met through the Facebook group and then met at the first time
that
at these
was,
live shows.
I will say, one thing about live shows, you guys, one other thing is we have people who are coming by themselves and they're meeting people. Don't be scared to come by yourself.
No, you'll totally. We had a sissy who came by herself, ended up almost making out with this other woman during our show.
I'm hoping they found love.
And
they found love in a hopeless place.
But they
they found love at reality games.
They planned a date after our show.
And I'm going to that wedding.
That, exactly.
If they were both a little drunk, too.
A little drunk. And someone said in the Patreon comments, I hope those two gals that got drunk and high next to me banged that night. I don't know if they did, but I hope
they did. You know
what?
If they did, I would consider that an honor.
They did. So I think that's it.
I believe that's it. Was there something else about?
We know Darcy and Stacey's coming back.
Yeah.
We'll drop the first. Well, that's going to be on the free feed. And anything else that's coming back?
Summer House comes back 2 weeks.
Yeah. We're about to get raw dog in January.
Yeah.
Y'all.
January is going to be. Hopefully, if we could give you any STDs through your ears, you would have them.
We did say to y'all on the live show, Extreme Sisters has been renewed. We don't know when it's coming back, but it is.
You know what? I'd be okay if the twins, or if Jessica and what's her name, the
I hope Jill's back. I want to hear about Mama's too.
I would be okay with them.
And that hot husband.
The double twins, I would not be okay with. They disturb me.
But I do. I do. We are going to, you know, we're going to get same time. They can't have the show
okay.
without them.
I've now, the sadness that I felt has been replaced by the fact that they're clowns.
I do kind of want the Double Mint twins because I think one of the Double Mint twins.
No, they're awful.
I think one of the Double Mint twins would end up fucking the other twin's husband and then the hit twin would try to kill her.
Oh, it's a total suicide pact waiting to happen.
Anyway.
It's going to be double suicide pact.
It is.
All like go to sleep and never wake
now
up.
No, I can't get comfortable.
And also it just sucks that they have kids. I think that's why those twins really bother me.
It's very scary. Mm. All right. Who are we talking about first?
I don't know. I know. I know, like it wasn't here right in front of me.
I didn't plan it.
We're in Panama.
Panama.
It's time for Panama. It's time to go to Panama.
Lovely.
I could only call a Sonicare for Women toothbrush.
Yes.
Because it's pink.
It's pink. He's teaching her how to use her new toothbrush, and he's like, this kind of shows you the paranoia of Gino.
Oh.
He really does live his life in like scarcity and fear.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, well, I'll throw away this manual.
Oh, no, don't do that. You're going to throw it. If you throw that away, you might not have it for later.
He's like, what if you forget to charge it? And I went, I have an electric toothbrush, and sometimes I forget to charge it. And guess what? I just brushed my teeth with it.
That's true.
Still works. Just, it's not the same, but still works.
Or you could buy another toothbrush for $3.
I
did say him going, no.
I bet he hoards in his house. There's just things in plastic bags everywhere. But y'all, it's Christmas Eve.
They're going out to kind of have some dinner. They're going to meet Leo, her hairstylist.
Yes, you're so nerdy and intelligent when you explain things to me.
And, And y'all, he's trying to open the van door. She's like, you need help.
You need help. And he goes, yeah, I'm ready, gringo bonito.
And they're trying to, and to watch him, it's like, these things are normally automatic.
He's like, I don't get it.
Ow. He also has another encounter with this door. It just made me laugh. He's like, he's still having, he's so awkward and ridiculous.
He is. He's truly, and it's weird. Isn't it weird when they're getting along? If you didn't know better, they get along and you think, what a wonderfully weird, happy, kind of kooky couple.
But she's stark raving crazy.
But then she turns into Mrs. Hyde or Dr. Jekyll.
Mrs. Hyde.
Mrs. Hyde.
Dr. Jekyll's the normal one. And Mr. Hyde is the
Mr.
crazy.
Hyde. Yes.
That'd be an interesting thing. As a drag queen, I'm Dr. Jekyll, but then I turn into Mrs. Hyde.
Who wrote that book?
Robert Louis Stevenson?
Maybe. I've never read it.
I think I'm wrong.
Never read it. I've never even seen the musical.
It's terrible.
Oh, is it really?
You know that music, though.
I know some of it, yeah. It's very...
Okay, people are going to come for me because I just said it was terrible. I guarantee you, if you...
Yeah, I'm letting you be on this island.
If you see the musical and you realize what a stinking heap of trash it is, mm-hmm. Yes, the songs are these great pop hits. And yes, I would sing In His Eyes and This Is the Moment, and it's just kind of trashy schlock, and there is a place for that, but the musical itself is garbage.
It's trashy schlock.
It's trashy schlock.
That's a good word for it.
Trashy schlock. Trashy schlock!
Okay.
I just got hot.
Oh, God. You can't bring your uncomfortableness back from Chicago.
It's too late.
Okay, so, you get blown up? Y'all Poodle did real good. He thought he was going to have sex, but he ended up not in Chicago.
I was too afraid to get COVID.
He couldn't do it.
I did. However, I can report, you Chicago boys are crazy on the cams at night. Ooh. I did have a room that was very conducive to me posing in several areas. If you remember, there was this little kind of chaise in front
of
my
chaise.
Couch.
I also knew that.
It's a great angle.
I knew that you were going to do something
great
really
for a
gross
floor show.
With that black leather chair because it was easy to clean.
Don't worry. We incorporated that into the action. There was also this coffee table that felt like it was in the middle of the room. Like I was like a sexual beast up on a platform.
It kind of did. It was kind of perfect
like
for you.
Like a lion that people would use a chair for. And I'm like, Piano Cat was out.
You were out.
I was up very late that night.
You were very tired the next morning. So he's not opened the door.
Where
so
am I?
They're going to meet Leo. And so Jasmine says, I want Gino to make a good impression. And so she's going to take him shopping today. And Jasmine says, like, Gino is so handsome, except he doesn't dress well.
He wears these sandals. He buys these big clothes, these shirts. He wears sports shirts and does not play sports.
He doesn't.
And I will say, she's right. He dresses like he's 75 years old.
He does. I am not. Look, now sissies are going to come for me because I know some of you have them. I just hate Teva sandals. And I don't even think these are Teva.
No.
I think these are an off-brand.
These are Walmart brand of
but
Teva.
But that's that brand of, I know they're the most comfortable. Yeah. I know they're the most supportive. I know they stay on your feet. I hate those sandals so much. I think they make your feet look so bad. I am not a fan. Unless
your voice sounds so weird right now.
It's true. Unless you're a summer camp counselor and a lesbian.
That's true.
You don't need to wear those.
They kind of work for
that's
that.
That's how, or a very crunchy, like, gay camp counselor that always smells like BO. Then you can wear them.
Not the BO part.
No, but the rest of it.
Crunchy, yeah.
Sissies are going to come for me because I know there's like some comfy moms out there that are like, they're just going to show me pictures of their feet
of their Crocs. They're going to show you their Crocs.
I don't mind Crocs. I'd rather you have Crocs than Tevas.
Okay.
What's your most offensive footwear?
I don't think I hate. I hate white orthopedic shoes.
Do they even make those anymore?
Oh yes, every old person.
Like those. Remember those shoes nurses used to wear back in the day? Do they not make those anymore?
I think everyone hates like Umbro sandals with white socks. Right.
You know, we do hate that now. However, something about it like harkens back to
sexual awakening,
because that's when we were like in the midst of like figuring out stuff.
Remember they're awful.
Remember when you'd wear Umbro shorts and they'd give you a boner because they were slick?
No, because you wore underwear with them.
So Gino and Jasmine.
So there, he's putting on, she's getting him to try on stuff, you guys. And he's just like, oh, you would have a butt. And she like smacks his butt.
Oh, Gino, your butt.
And he's like, I'm really worried.
I will say, she's right to freak out because all he's wearing, y'all, he's not buying crazy. It's like Nautica.
Yeah.
They're at like, they're a version of JCPenney's.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
So, and he's not spending, but y'all, he's wearing just like, he does look nicer. He's wearing just jeans that fit him decently and like a nice polo shirt.
And I can't really fault her for trying to get him to make him wear stuff that, to meet her friends.
So this is where you can fault her. Think about intention.
Yeah, she's trying to change him into something that she wants to be.
Because, y'all, this woman is controlling as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
she wants a man who's obedient. She says, obediente.
Yeah, she said that last episode. Yeah. And here is the deal. I think Gino is one of those guys who actually, when you meet him, you think he seems obedient, but I actually bet he's really stubborn.
Yeah.
And he's really kind of a curmudgeon.
He's kind of a dick, too.
He is kind
of a
dick.
He's a little bit of,
he's really not
dickish.
He's not a lot of fun at all.
He's not a, I will say, Mike, you guys, you know, Charlie Brown or Minion, mm-hmm. He's a nice guy.
I think Mike's a sweetheart.
Yeah. Gino's not. Gino's got a creep side to him.
I actually think Mike and Jimena are both, I think he's a sweetheart, but I do think she's probably a good person, but I think she's lived life that none of us can imagine already.
I totally agree. next week, the preview for next week. She's like, yeah, for a while I lived with a sicario, and he's like, a hitman?
Yes. The translator says, hitman, and he goes, what?
What?
And the translator just goes, wah, 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 wah.
Y'all, she's lived. But no, I still say, and I was rebuked harshly at one of the Chicago shows for saying this.
The thing about our live shows, y'all give us feedback real quick.
Instant feedback. Don't know if I like it. But,
I enjoy it.
But I said that I thought Mike and Jimena had the best shot.
And they
this
yelled
season.
Boo
so
at
went,
you.
No!
And they all yelled no. It was great.
What a power to scream out no when someone says something.
I loved it. It was wonderful.
What if you did that every time I started to say something? Go no,
no. I mean, they read me for Phil too. When I thought I asked anyone if anybody thought Caleb was at least a little bit attractive,
one woman raised
her. One woman raised
and then she
head.
Said, "And I'm a lesbian."
Yeah, you read me for Phil.
But this, I thought it was, to me, she's trying to make him better, but I agree with you. It does feel controlling.
And she did say, she probably didn't get what she's saying. She's like, Gino, you look like a completely different person. I love it. And I was like, yeah, that's not very validating.
He also said, I wasn't really planning on spending any money here in Panama.
And she's like, I'm so happy, Gino. I'm so happy, Bonito. And then you just cut to him in the dressing room, and he's like, and he says, as long as you're happy.
So, y'all, we go to the register.
Okay.
And, you know,
this was not good.
I think it's time for another installment of 90 Days Theater. Reality Gaze Theater. 90 Days Theater? Reality Gaze Theater?
Reality Gaze.
Yeah. Can't really hit the high notes today. So you squeeze your chords.
That's what I did.
I'll be playing the role of
Gino.
Here, and you'll be playing Jasmine.
I'll play Jasmine. maybe a cashier, but I think just Jasmine. And action. Okay,
don't forget to queue up your phone.
Let me ring all this up for you. Let me ring it up.
Oh, how much is it?
It's oh, baby, it's nothing. Baby, it's nothing.
You know, I wasn't really planning on spending a lot of money here in Panama. It's got to be, what is it, like $11?
Let me see. Let's see.
There's thought said we were going to queue up the music, but obviously we forgot to do that.
You forgot to tell me.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Anyway. You ruined it. Put it down. No, 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 no. No, we're not even doing it. You ruined it all. Yes, you ruined it. You ruined it. Every time I have an idea, you say, oh, yeah, I'll do that. And then you blame me.
We can stop and start over.
Don't you
we
dare.
Can.
No.
No, I was going to do that.
No.
I was happy to do
Fine,
that.
Fine, we're continuing on with the theater. When you give away the joke, it's not funny anymore.
Well, I didn't mean to give away the I didn't know we were going to start there. I thought we were going to start a little earlier. You just jumped right into the fucking part.
I told you. No, we were going to do that. Never mind. I'm not arguing with you. No, this was all stuff we discussed, and you're acting like we didn't discuss it.
No, I don't think we discussed it well enough, but we did discuss it. I think I didn't ask as many questions. I'm going to blame that on me. Should have asked more information. I wasn't clear.
I still would have scratched your face off.
I'm apologizing.
Anyway, back to the theater.
Where was I? And action. Gino, you get all these beautiful clothes, Gino. They're all for you.
I don't want to spend $500.
It's $500.
I don't want to spend $500. I can't spend that kind of money.
Maybe we
can come back for it. Maybe we can come back for it.
What, baby? Bonito? What do you mean come back
no,
for
No, I mean, I can't mean, spend bonito? All this money here.
Okay, so how are you going to get the clothes? What do you mean? Do you want to buy the clothes?
No, I just don't want to buy them, Al. I don't want your clothes. What's happening to your face, honey?
Nothing. I just, let's go.
Okay, you're not mad, are you?
No, Gino. I'm going to say something that's better. We forgot our wallet. We will be right back, South Clark.
Okay, I've seen this before. And
y'all,
scene.
Itch the mood.
It still worked.
Yeah, but you gave away the never mind. You gave it away.
Not to the listeners.
They heard it. y'all, the white hot rage.
It was rage, but what it truly it was behind that.
She was embarrassed.
Shame. It was shame. And this was shitty of Gino to because do it there.
Because it made her made it seem like number one, made it seem like she didn't have any money. Which she already has issues around money.
She already has issues. Also, Gino couldn't buy one thing. He couldn't buy shirt.
This is shitty.
The fact that he couldn't buy anything at all. This shows.
This is shitty.
I mean, he spent nothing. He could have bought one shirt and a pair of jeans for $40.
Yeah.
And I know he says he lost his job and all that. But
you're
he
right.
Paid
it's
for
the
money
stubbornness.
He's very stubborn. That's the word for it.
But she says, we forgot our wallet. And then she's like, I want to go back to the hotel.
And I thought they were going to have a big explosive fight about this. They did not.
Well,
or if they did, we didn't see it.
I think Jasmine is the most interesting person on this season.
I have to say, I love having her on my screen.
Me too.
She's a star.
She is.
She's a star. She's great. But y'all, there's something, it's crazy, but there's also something that ignites joy in me when I watch
her. She's compelling.
Yes.
Yeah. You also see everything in her face as she processes it.
Yes.
So it lets us in. But y'all, there's a whole host of crazy that lives here.
I think there's a I think there's just a community of people.
Yeah. So she is they go back to the hotel. He's wearing his sandals. They're gonna meet Leo at the restaurant tonight, y'all.
They are.
Who is her hairstylist slash fake friend. Although
yes.
he might actually I think, be her friend.
I think he's her real friend because I think, because she says, I spend a lot of time on my hair, so I think she gives him a lot of money.
Yeah, so.
so they're friends. Y'all, let's just drop everything now. Leo arrives and, whoa.
Okay.
Like.
He's stunning.
Top three hottest friends on 90 Day Fiancé.
Totally. Now. I do have a certain predilection for Colombian guys.
Yusuf might be on the top three, too.
Yeah. Yusuf is so hot.
He's hot. I mean, these aren't even hot, y'all. These two guys, but Leo is beautiful.
Leo's gorgeous.
I need y'all to find his Instagram.
Let's find Leo's Instagram. Operation Find Leo's Instagram.
Don't send it just to Reality Gaze because he'll look at it and not tell me. So be sure
to
send it to the Matt Marr so I can get that.
At PianoCat77.
Yeah.
Picklefinder.net address. So he's definitely gay. Obviously.
Yeah, I think he's gay. Yeah.
Think.
Well, I mean, yeah, it seems like, yeah.
So he is, now I want to say, she's like, I'm just worried that Leo is maybe judgmental. And I'm like, you should be.
You should be.
Don't bring your new man to a dinner with your gay friend because they're going to do what God intended them to do and judge them harshly.
Harshly.
I'll be sitting there like this if I'm meeting somebody new. I'm like, hey, I like your sandals. They're comfortable.
The best thing to do is when if your significant other is going to meet your judgy gay friend, invite a friend or two more that will engage your gay friends. So
yeah.
That way the focus
distract
is
distract them.
That's what I did with her when he met my boyfriend.
Like
I invited other people.
Got to give me like a cat toy.
Yes. If there was just one, it wouldn't be good. Yes,
so
a cat toy.
I'm going to play with someone else, so I'm less likely to, like, scratch someone.
Exactly. Exactly. Or just full-on just cat pee on someone in the middle of dinner.
Yeah, you got to get me one of those little, like little Christmas bows. Just bat around. So, yes, that's a good rule of thumb.
Yes.
Invite someone else that the gay friend can play with.
Yes.
So that not all of the attention will be focused on your new man and his terrible shoes.
Yes.
At least get your new man to wear good shoes because it's the first thing we look
and
at.
And she did not because he's wearing those Tevas, y'all.
I will say.
You look terrible.
It is the first thing that I can look at and is the most judgmental thing about me because I immediately say, you have no money. If I see, or not even money, it's like, it's a little bit of worth thing. If I see it's like garbage Walmart shoes for men. It's a terrible thing about myself.
No, I mean, yeah, that especially, you know, because people don't have the money to buy other shoes. But I get it. I'm that way too.
Yeah. Especially.
I think that's more about us.
It does.
Than
that's
more about
it says,
that. But,
I
no,
totally agree.
I know that it was, kids were made fun of in school for wearing those shoes. I don't remember the brand.
My mother would never buy me really nice Buster Brown wingtips. Or not wingtips, loafers.
Never?
And I wanted them desperately.
Where'd she get them from?
Pick and Pay. We went to the Pick and Pay! Because she refused to get them at a nice store. Yes, it's part of my trauma. And I think it was their off-brand of like deck shoes, whatever those were.
Yeah.
I never got Sperry Topsiders. I got low siders. Mm.
I got Kohans.
Oh, well. Someone was a... I was never a name... I don't need a name brand, though.
I wasn't as much either. My mother was.
Oh.
Because she grew up poor and had to make her own clothes. So therefore, she lived through her childhood trauma with my brother and I and would put and dressed us in name label stuff.
Mine did too, but she didn't want. My mother said, I'm not going to make you label obsessed.
I'm really not.
And ironically, I'm not. But I will see certain brands, especially for men's shoes, because men wear the shittiest shoes.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
They especially do. A straight man.
They do.
Yeah.
Unless they're really into it. Some guys are really into shoes. Where are we talking? Oh, Leo. Don't distract me about straight man's shoes when I'm talking about Leo. So now, Leo says, it kind of starts off well because Leo says, you know, well, you seem honest. And I was like, yeah, I don't think he is. I don't think Gino's honest.
Well, he's trying to be nice.
He is trying to be nice. And Jasmine says, oh, I see nobility in him. Yes. And you see her trying to create a narrative so that way Leo won't think there's something wrong with Gino.
Yeah.
Now, granted, this is all about Jasmine. This is what Jasmine doesn't. I bet you, because she says, he is a unique man. He doesn't care what other people think about him. And that's what she's trying to say. But y'all, this is what she does in all of her life.
Oh, yeah.
She's
rewriting every narrative. So
she has so many little secrets and lies that she tells everyone. It's exhausting.
It's like when she gets caught out, like at that store. She was trying to live the appearance of that. You could see her just... the wheels turning in her brain to say, how do I get myself out of this?
Yes, because she probably is thinking, what is he telling me? But also she wants to show everybody in the store and make a big production that she's
of her, a man
of
with
her
money.
Rich American yep. man that can pay for everything.
Now, she she says, baby, ooh, I love it. And that's what it is. He says, she's perfect. It's always marriage gestures. And he's like, and then... She's like, enough with that.
Enough with it. She goes, enough with
that.
But she says it like this, enough with that. And then kind of smiles.
And then he in Spanish, he says,
Leo.
Leo says, did you tell him about your taking birth control? She's like, no.
And I was like,
say a word.
And once he asked, did you tell him about the birth control? I went, oh, he's going to come in. This bitch is going to come in.
Now, she's already mentioned it before, and she does say, we've been having unprotected intercourse, or as she says it, intercourse.
Intercourse.
Like Rodney, intercourse.
Intercourse.
And then Leo says, what do you think about Jasmine? He's like, he's everything I want. He sees everything I want in a woman.
Very.
And so Gino says, so, Leo, have you ever seen Jasmine get upset? Now, I think it's time
for another reality gaze theater.
Ready it this time.
What?
Never mind.
We're not gonna. You see the theme. I don't have the voice. I'm not gonna let him hurry it up at the live shows, y'all, because y'all like to sing along. We can't rush through it at live shows. They enjoy it.
Fine, I'll slow it down. So they are. Is he said, I'll be playing the role of Leo. I'll do Leo, and I'll do Gino.
Okay, and I will play the role of Jasmine. I don't know what your neighbor is doing right now, but
she got activated, like Lindsay Hubbard.
Yes, I think she's bowling. Activate.
Wait till when she drops the ball bearings.
Just boy,
clack, this roll.
Jake, what does your neighbor do? She works at a spring factory for Acme. She just throws anvils and they just
really
go off on spring.
It really does sound like ball bearings, though.
It does.
That drop on the floor. And scene. So, Leo, have you ever seen Jasmine get upset, like really upset? Oh, yeah, like all the time. Like on the daily. Like when she's in my, like she'll be like getting her hair cut. And, you know, I'll never forget this one time.
Now, granted, y'all, Leo is saying this completely in Spanish for Jasmine to translate.
Yes, I'm not speaking Spanish. And all of a sudden, Leo does not speak English.
Yes.
So this one time, my assistant, she accidentally may have burned her hair. And like, she just grabbed her and started shaking her and attacked her.
Oh, Gino, he said that one time his clerk, she did my hair, and I said, oh, it looks so pretty, but bangs, and then she fixed it. That was it.
I don't think that was what I said.
That
but,
was it, Gino. That was it. You said I'm a princess.
I'll never forget, though, she once, someone hit her car.
Yes,
and
uh-huh.
It was right outside the salon. Uh-huh. And I got out and saw her hit a man in the head with a tire iron. It was...
Oh,
The brutality was untapped.
He said that I am a little bit of a fast driver. Be careful.
Well, then
he said I'm cute as a puppy, a bunny, bonito.
Boy, I love you. I love you. You're so cute.
There's nothing else.
I do have to tell one more story. And that is one time she called me over and all of a sudden there were just like three dead vagrants like sitting out there in her living room. And she looked at me and said, Leo helped me. They did nothing. I needed to kill them for sport.
He said, I keep a clean house. Bunny, I'm a bunny.
Gino, run away. She's terrifying.
And scene. Sorry. Y'all, right in front of his face, like she doesn't know this is going to be on TV. She is completely sugarcoating everything Leo is saying.
Y'all,
she does admit to grabbing the woman
and shaking her.
And
she's assaulting his assistant.
And she is laughing hysterically while she does it.
Yeah. She's not sorry.
And she literally said, I'm a cute puppy. I'm a bunny.
And it went.
And that is where she said to Leo, he is just what I asked for from God.
From God. Obediente.
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 And Gino's like, obediente. What's that mean?
Be it bueno.
Bueno.
So, y'all, the next day, it is Christmas morning. One thing I thought about, he's upset about being away from his family. Why is she not with her kids on Christmas?
So she has one, right?
Yeah.
So her kids live with...
But that's what I'm saying. Yes, because I know one of them is out with her parents in the countryside.
Does she have two? I thought she just has one.
But one said that lockdown was too much for them in the city. But why would you not be with your children?
I would think you would want to be with your kids on Christmas too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not critiquing her parenthood
again
here.
I think Jasmine has lots of little lies that she tells everybody to save face and to look good. It could be that mom's not emotionally stable to parent a kid.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know how she would deal with I mean, y'all, I bet living with her is like fucking living with
it's like
junk.
I was just gonna say that, mommy dearest.
Like they can't handle things going wrong.
Did you hear the Spanish inflected guitar green sleeves?
Yes, I did. I did. It was beautiful. Because they were first playing it, I went, "Why are they playing this?
Christmas, Christmas."
And they cut on Gino, and he goes,
"Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad."
Feliz Navidad.
So they're lying in bed. He's like, I'm gonna cook for you because if there's one thing I'm good at, it's making breakfast.
Okay, bonito. I'm going to get out of bed. Oh,
and
when
she's
I
like,
get out of bed, I look like those crazy girls from scary movies.
And my favorite thing she said this episode was, "Hurry up, I'm hungry. I'm not kidding."
Yeah, she poodle related.
Poodle hurry up, related. I'm hungry. I'm not kidding.
Now. So Gina's like, today's your day, and no matter what, I can't cook a lot of things, but I cook a mean breakfast and anything with eggs. Eggs, I'll cook for you them
and
eggs.
Some white sandwich bread toasted.
And she says, but baby, I'm vegan.
Oh, so you want two?
She's like, baby, anything that comes from animals, the animals.
Oh.
No. And that's where Jasmine
says. Oh, you
don't
eat eggs.
She says, that's where Gino doesn't listen.
I agree that he doesn't listen. I think it's more that he didn't know what the fuck a vegan was.
It's the fact that he can't understand it. They're like having this in the moment where they're together and they're talking. And she's like, honey, vegans don't eat eggs. And he goes, oh, okay. Okay. So now I know. Okay. And I understand what vegan is more. And then Jasmine says, what is it, Gino? What is vegan?
It's like, well, it's kind of like a process that you go through, and it's like you there's animals and there's other food, but you don't eat animal food, or you eat food produced no food produced by animals. Do you eat animal food like grains, only that, or do you know eat food associated with animals? So he still didn't get it.
He's still
it's
not
like,
getting
I've never met a man or a woman vegan.
in my life. Being vegan is pretty easy to understand.
No animal products.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's pretty easy to understand.
I will say, if you are extremely Midwestern, especially if you grew up in something that is such a farming community and dairy-producing state, being a vegan completely short-circuits your brain.
I guess. I agree with that. We've just lived in California so right. long and no vegans. But, yeah, but still.
I agree. I just known people from especially parts of the Midwest and parts of Michigan and Wisconsin who the idea of just being a vegan makes no – it's like does not compute.
I mean, that's true. It is like when I – when I had a cousin who told Aunt Peggy she was a vegetarian, she's like, baby, that's okay. I made it with chicken broth.
No beef broth.
Not beef broth, just chicken broth.
So the next thing, y'all, because it's Christmas, it's time for a Christmas present.
It's time for a Christmas present. Jasmine's like, she gets him back in the bed. She's like, I give you my presents. And y'all, she gives him a shirt.
This is genius.
She gives him
a shirt. I do not like gifts you can buy at stores.
I don't want generic gifts. Just non-y personal. Y'all, she's a fucking Enneagram 4.
I love my crazy Panamanian girlfriend. Look at mine. I am the crazy
Panamanian girlfriend.
So, y'all, this is not a gift. This is a dog collar.
This is a dog collar. Yes.
Just if you thought she was being nice, this is, I own him. See?
She's going to want him to wear these shirts out and about mm-hmm. with him, and he's not going to want to wear it.
whenever you get lonely, here is a pillow. You can hug me. Again, this is to saying,
and know that
so
I'm
that
there.
Way you don't look at porn or other women or think about other women. When I'm not here,
or
here's the pillow. It's the hire, only substitute for
or
me.
Or hire sex workers, allegedly,
right?
Gino. And so then she does everything. She goes, okay, it's your turn.
Where's my gift? You know.
Where's my gift, Gino?
I can't believe
what
this,
is
but
it?
It actually was the toothbrush. I got really excited, so I gave it to you early.
What?
And her face during the segment, her face went like this, y'all. So it was the toothbrush. I wrote, stop, I'm fucking dead.
I was dead. The fact that Gino was just the way he was like, oh, because you just said it way faster than him.
Oh,
he was kind of like going,
I'm so sorry.
He literally backtracks like a cartoon character trying to lie so six-year-old kids get that they're lying.
I didn't know we were doing that. The toothbrush. I want you to have the toothbrush. I got so excited.
Ooh.
It did take a long time. Y'all, she just went like this. So, what about you've given all the other bitches in your life lots of gifts. You've taken them to Europe.
I've seen on Instagram. And then Gino says, well, had a job then.
So I could take, and I enjoy my time on vacations. And then she just lays on bed and she goes, so no
Christmas gift
for me.
End of story. That mother poodle move.
No, Christmas is ruined.
Christmas is
y'all,
ruined.
And then she says,
well, hopefully you will have a chance next year.
She went, you have a chance next Christmas. In a year!
In a year! Shuts the door.
When she's I'm so glad this woman's on my television.
I love her. I love her.
Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not rooting for her.
No.
She's a boatload of crazy.
But I would buy a cameo from her
in a
second.
God, I hope she does cameos. Okay, y'all, next. That's enough for them. We're going to do Mike and Jimena next. But before we do that, we're going to take a break.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but That all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope.
We're back.
Oh, we are recording.
For you continuity sluts, I changed my shirt because I was sweating through it. Because basically my body is 40% meat and cheese curds since I've been, and 20% pizza.
And 10% of that firefighter you met in the airport.
You know, it's amazing how close you can get in 15 minutes in a stall.
Yeah. Very close.
With a pup mask.
Till the cleaning man comes through.
Lo siento.
Wow. Let's talk about Mike and Jimena. Right? That's next.
Yes. Right. Start.
Start the timer.
They're laying in bed and their kid comes in. Always going to ruin the moment.
Always.
It's like children.
Always.
So
that's why Poodle won't have them.
That is the one reason I won't
have
children.
That is the one reason.
I cannot have children.
So they don't interrupt coitus.
It's not like I haven't tried.
So Mike says, we had a very romantic time. The producer says, did you get lucky? How was it? He won't say. He's
y'all,
like, well,
he gets so shy.
I know.
He blushes.
Now, he does say.
And takes a drink.
He's like, it is the best time I've ever had with a woman.
Ever.
And she says, it was normal.
She was like,
the earth didn't move.
She's like, yeah, it's normal. Same old. But Mike said it was monumental. So good for him.
Okay. There's going to be people who come for her, and we kind of made fun of her. I like her.
I like her too.
I kind of like, I'm worried she is using him.
I'm afraid.
But she is a realist, y'all.
She's a realist, but I'm also afraid she's a broken wing.
Yeah.
And she needs Mike to try to fly, and that she's in love with her ex-boyfriend who's in prison.
Oh, yeah. She likes the bad boys.
And that's not Mike.
Even if they are hitmen.
I think she's trying to tell herself that she doesn't like the bad boys. But y'all, you don't start realizing you can't date the bad boys. You don't really get that in your system till you're at least like mid-30s, early 30s. But, well, gay men take a little longer.
I know.
A little longer. But she's fucking 24.
And the one thing, one of the reasons I say I like her is this is someone, you guys, who doesn't have a lot of pretense. We're seeing everything.
It's true.
We're seeing everything in the moments.
True.
She's open with us, and it doesn't seem like she's not putting up a front like even someone like, we don't know someone like Ella. Ella's not sharing a lot with us.
No.
She's showing us the version of who she wants to show us.
Yeah.
And God forbid Memphis. Memphis is not showing us hardly anything about her life. That's why I'm rooting for them because I I like what
Sorry,
we're
I had
seeing
to get Memphis
with him
out of my head. You said Memphis, but it's in there. Sorry. I'm rooting for them,
me,
too.
Me? Me sad.
Me sad.
You do. Me sad.
Talking
you
know, like a dude. Cave woman doesn't translate English. That's not how it works.
I think he can understand. I'm pretty sure he understands verbs, so you don't have to say me something.
Oh, I do think.
We're going to get to her in next episode.
I don't think they're going to end up together, Mike and Jimena.
I'm not saying they might. I'm saying... They, for me, they have the best chance.
I think she's, no.
Who do you think has the best chance then? You've been cagey with it.
Well, we'll get to them next episode. I thought possibly Johnny and Ella until we met his mother. Till we met Johnny's mother and I went, oh, well.
I'm telling you, all the signs
from
day one.
That coffin's nailed shut.
All the signs from day one, Ella's not stable enough to bring someone over. She's
it's true.
Not.
It's true.
So you don't have a candidate now.
I don't now. That's yeah. who I had. But then this Ugh. Episode just
No, that's amateur hour. That was over in episode one.
But I just think,
like I said before, if Johnny gets to Idaho, y'all, I will eat that wig.
But I think Jimena and Mike, or at least Jimena, has real problems.
Oh, like certainly.
Real insurmountable problems. And also, we see how close and how much she relies on her family.
But here, I agree.
I don't think she's
going
to be able to leave.
Here's the thing. He'll become anything she needs him to do.
But he won't leave his family. He's not going to leave his dad and his granddad.
Well, no, I agree. I think,
and I know he wants to move them there. But I
think
don't...
she would move in a second.
I think she would only move to get out of that situation.
That's what I'm saying. I think she would move in a second.
Wouldn't last.
I totally agree with you. But I'm saying I think they would get married.
Yeah, I think here's the deal. I don't think she's a con artist.
No, I don't either.
I don't think she really loves him. And we already saw this.
I don't think so either.
But I think she's going to be, like you said, she's going to be very honest about that because that's who she is. And Mike won't be able to accept
She's
that.
My favorite person this season. Actually, Jasmine's my favorite person.
Jasmine.
But I root for Jimena the most.
All right. Yeah. I root. I think I. Yeah, I root for her. I root for Mike too, actually. Just they need to be with other
There's
people.
I think he's a good guy. There's something that runs a chill up my spine about him. I'm not sure what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Like,
I don't know.
Thinking of his feet or something. Licking his feet. You thinking like doing stuff with his
no,
nipple?
No. There. It feels like. I don't know. It's a feeling I can't really explain. There's something that feels.
It's your butt.
Self-serving.
It's your butt feeling.
Yeah. It's a butt feeling.
I mean, your gut feeling. Sorry.
But it's something that
kind
feels
of the same
a
for
little
us.
Bit self-serving. That's about his needs.
Well, desperation can be self-serving. Yeah.
So, y'all, they're lying in bed and blah, blah, blah. And he says, I don't really... She says all that. I don't understand.
Yeah.
She looks at his underwear and she's like, look at these disgusting underwear. And I agree, y'all. These are... Kmart specials
they are.
That are probably 5 years old.
They are. Get some cute boxer briefs.
I have worn. I'm terrible. I had to throw a lot of my underwear away, and
mainly because I've seen his balls pop out when I've come over and he hasn't had pants on yet.
But I will say, straight man's male underwear is some of the most disgusting underwear I've
you
ever
don't
seen.
Have any room to stand on this. You have had disgust. Not only y'all his underwear have like. It's better now. Would it have holes in it stuff? It was also really slutty, small underwear.
That's different, though. It's slutty underwear.
But
I'm
it was
good
slutty
with.
Underwear, but it also looked like it had been rode hard and put up wet, slutty underwear. So then
slutty
it just
underwear
sad.
Is not made well.
Yeah,
I will
not.
Say that.
It's not
the
made
craftsmanship
well.
Is an old world.
Yes, it's not old world at all.
Y'all,
can you just see a little Polish man saying, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm working for to exist.
Yes. I'm making this mesh.
This ginch gonch.
This ginch gonch underwear.
That was such a niche gay male joke that it we was. Just said.
If your boyfriend or husband got that joke,
or got Ginch Gaunch or Two Exist, if you see them wearing Two Exist, well, bikini
straight people
briefs,
wear Two Exist. Some
do they?
I would still look at his porn just to check. Just to check, y'all.
Nasty Pig, definitely.
For sure. For sure.
Y'all, I'm wearing my nice.
Your sand. Uggs. Your nice Uggs.
Yeah. Oh, I think Uggs owes me a fucking cut after all the sissies posting in the Sissy Squad. But I got these for myself for Christmas.
Yeah, I think you got your money's worth out of them. I mean, well, they were a gift, but you wore them for like 15 years.
No, I'm saying Uggs owes me. Because
maybe.
People have been saying they've been buying.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Those look so nice, though. They look more padded.
They are.
They feel fluffier.
Yeah.
Are they broken in yet?
Almost.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's when we just bought them out for the they talking about the who gives a fuck? Honestly.
It's 2 hours later, y'all, and they're going
to Columbia.
They're going sightseeing, and you're like, oh, they're gonna get some time by themselves.
No. The entire Beverly Hillbillies
the
go with
entire Colombian Hillbillies are going on this now, fucking family trip.
I understand. And I thought about this in two ways. That she's trying to get her family used to him.
Yep.
But for me, it would be more beneficial if you could be one-on-one.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
Well, you really realize.
One thing I thought about, though, she might not have childcare.
She probably doesn't, but you do realize they need to be one-on-one when they're making out in a kiddie pool at a family theme park.
In front of her father.
In front of her father.
That was revolting.
It was revolting.
Y'all don't do that in front of your dad.
Don't. This place is gorgeous, y'all.
It is.
It's like
these waterfalls.
There's waterfalls.
Like it's hot springs
much
and stuff.
Much prettier than Turner Falls up there in Turner off of the 35. That used to be beautiful, but then it dried up because there was a drought. But then it came back while I was gone because we had all those
Turner Falls.
Not named after Ted Turner. Named after somebody else named
there
Turner.
There are other Turners.
Yeah.
Again, let's move on. I'm sadder for knowing that.
Anyway.
So they, anyway, she's making
it's
out.
It's kind
of by
sulfur, actually.
Please, no.
And we had a sissy who was from an Oklahoma town, and you didn't believe that town was real. Where was she from again? It was by Elk City. She said she was from.
Was this the live show?
Yes. It was like
I still think you're all making it up, honestly.
She said her town and Poodle went, no.
I still think that Oklahoma's like one of those places on old maps where it said like sea monsters are here. It's like off the side, like don't go here. And a lot of it's just uncharted, and everyone who's from there just makes up wherever they
it's
wherever
true.
They came from. I'm from Snarffoot.
My cousin Ryan, who's Aunt Darla's son, he lives in Chicago. He was out there the second night, and we had breakfast that morning. And I said, when you tell Oklahoma stories, I said, what do people think? He said, they think it's not real.
Yes.
They said,
it doesn't
they said,
sound
this
real.
This can't be a real, this doesn't really happen. And Ryan Tyler said, oh yeah, it does. It happens quite a bit.
I'm
not the only one.
I still think it's conspiracy, like the fact that all birds aren't real. Y'all know that's a conspiracy, right? That a while back, people replaced all the birds with birds all died out, and the birds are actual machines.
Really?
Yes, that is a legitimate conspiracy theory that exists.
Wow.
That birds aren't real.
That sounds like the person that gave us that would give us like an iPhone. I can't believe you said birds are real. Why would you say birds are real? I love this show until you talk about them real birds.
Someone gave us an iTunes review that said, I love them too until they started talking about vaccines and poison.
We didn't even know about, honestly, because y'all, we don't read reviews a lot anymore.
It was some guy I was talking to on a hookup.
On a hookup app, and Jake told him what he did, and he said, oh, well. So y'all, we offended somebody, but we also...
You know what? I believe in vaccines.
But you know what?
So.
You offended me by your denial of science. So
I just... Oh, God.
And you know what? The thing you offend me about kills people.
Yep. Amen.
So there you go.
So she, he's Birds talking aren't real, to her, wow. And Wendy, her sister, says, "How is it with Mike? If he proposes this?" Well, she's like, "Oh yeah, I'm definitely going to say yes."
Oh yes, I'm going to say yes.
And then the thing is, she's like, so Wendy's like, "So are you going to tell him the big secret that you what? Can't have kids?"
So, homo say what?
Homo say what? Now,
huh?
She hasn't told him,
y'all.
And she tells this that when she was when now. We wanted some clarity, and I've reached out to some people, and they've filled in some of the blanks, but we don't know exactly.
Some of the mods had too. Yeah. Talked about that.
So maybe I'll tell you what I gleaned from okay. talking to people about this, because we are two what simple the, gay cavemen who it, don't know a lot about plumbing downstairs. We're not an authority on the uterus.
We can talk about the episode where I didn't know how many holes a vagina has. Or so, just women's anatomy has. So we're not experts.
Yeah. To say the least.
To say the least.
So she, after her second child.
Well, it would be because she couldn't have him.
Right. I believe it was after her second child.
Yeah.
She had a C-section.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some issue with her pregnancy. And the doctor... There must have been a problem because why would someone said this also, even in a really Catholic country like Colombia, it would have been hard to get your tubes tied because that's birth control. So, because that's what happened. She's like, my tubes were tied and they kind of burnt, they kind of cauterized it. And
I mean, yes, it had to be. I wonder if she didn't explain it well because of the translation.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't.
That's what I feel.
Because some people said, "Well, she just decided to have her tubes tied."
It made it sound like, and maybe she did, but she said she decided to have her tubes tied, but it was very painful,
yeah.
and traumatic for her to have a
right.
kid. Whatever, she did her choice, her body.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not justifying it one way or the other.
I know you're not, but I just want to make that clear. But yeah, they. So she. But regardless, she's not able to have kids.
Right.
Like, she cannot physically have kids anymore. This was, I took my breath away a little bit because Mike has talked so much about family. Y'all, Mike probably wants to have a wife and he probably wants to have like four kids of his own.
And I want to say this is, talking about this, this is not excusing her never telling him this. It should have been brought up the first time they talked about it.
It should have.
And
she says, "I didn't tell him because I didn't want him not to be with me."
Full stop. There is not the excuse of, "I needed to tell you in person." No.
No, she told him because she knew that he wouldn't continue the relationship.
Yeah.
And she waited for him to fall in love with her.
And I'm going to say this.
That's
a shitty thing to do. I'm also going to say that's extremely human behavior.
Yeah, it's a very human
thing. I understand why she did it.
But it's not.
It's shitty.
But it's shitty, and it's not a fair thing to do to someone.
No, it's absolutely not.
But I'm sure Mike will end up lying about something. That's the way this show works.
Yeah. So she said, and she's like, "I'm going to do this." Now, thank God she decided to do this now instead of, you know, 2 weeks down the road.
See, I wrote kind of in all caps. Maybe y'all don't talk about not having children at Colombian Arbuckle Wilderness. Maybe not.
No, I agree with this because it's she's an extremely ethical person in the
I
way
know,
she
but
works.
Maybe like when you two can be alone and you don't have to get back in a car with your family. And
I totally
drive.
Agree.
Like maybe like
I
go
think,
home.
I think the stakes are that high for her. I also think it could have been production pushing her to do
possibly.
It.
Possibly.
But I'm saying it's better now than 2 weeks or three a day the day he leaves.
And that's true. And I guess y'all, I want to say this. That translator knows not when to fuck up.
I know.
That translator performs flawlessly in
now,
this.
Now, it did some of the lines for her were a little bit garbled. We're told that she has kind of a regional dialect, Colombian dialect, and the translator didn't get everything. But the translator did tell us all of this.
It did. And so, y'all, she says that, like, I'm never going to be. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they heard it on our end, but at one point I did hear the translator go, "Fuck, we're doing this now right here.
Fuck.
Are you fucking kidding me?
This is really real."
Someone please take out my battery so I don't have to hear this.
I did not expect to be involved in this kind of adult conversation this early.
Someone order coffee, please, quickly.
I'll have one with sugar.
Sugar.
That's what I was made for, not to talk about tubes tying. Where is the bathroom?
Where is the
bathroom? Those are questions I normally deal with. This is all way too heavy, man. Please.
Someone throw me in the water. I don't want to translate no more.
You know what? That is true. This is the heaviest job this translator had never been designed for.
We're giving her credit.
Good for you. So anyway, she does say, I cannot have any more children ever. And his face at that point, you guys.
Sadder than when Charlie Brown misses that football.
There was a dream that you saw die. And this is what makes this show special. Not that in a weird voyeuristic way, but this, they captured this moment. And it's hard to watch. But this is compelling television.
It is compelling.
Yeah. This is not a lie.
No.
This is not Fraudacity, Pedro and Chantel style.
It's not Fraudacity.
So anyway, y'all, we're on our Patreon. We're just hitting
the
Fraudacitist part.
Bitch ass, slut ass, whore. And Mike says, why haven't you told me this sooner? And Jimena said, well, she just flat out said, I was nervous you were going to leave me because I couldn't have children.
And it's just, you can't, this is, again, shitty thing for her to do. At least she's not making excuses for it.
No, and she said...
She's just saying...
She said, are you angry with me? And he said, I just wish you would have told me.
So this is the thing. He's going to get over this. This is why I think they might... I
as long as she wants to have other ways of having children with him. Because he's going to try to do that. And I think Mike comes from a family... I don't think...
His father and grandfather.
Yeah, I don't care about carrying on my lineage. So if I had children, I'm fine with adopting.
Yeah.
I don't think Mike seems like that type.
No.
He doesn't seem like he comes from that type of family.
But he says in the 21st century, there's stuff that can be done to reverse that. And she says, but what if we can't? And he says, this is something I'll have to really think about. And he's pretty shaken up. I think he'll wind up making it okay for himself. His magical thinking is especially after she's banged him.
I think he probably will for this, but if there continues to be more lies, I think Mike is fearful too and operates in scarcity, or not scarcity, not like Gino, but still he's worried about y'all. He's just worried about when the ball is going to drop, or for him, when his mother's going to die, like when the next. So I think if she keeps giving him lies and secrets, he's not going to be able to deal with that well.
I think it'd have to be something really big.
True. Or she could say, I don't love you, which we hear her say. Because that's Mike's biggest fear. We hear her say that down there, like in the preview show. Because that is, Mike feels unlovable. So
yeah,
that could do it.
That's the show. A nice way to end.
This was not the way to end an episode.
Oh, man.
I'm not laughing.
This is not what I signed up for.
Ha, ha, ha. Someone throw me in the water, please.
Can someone sell me to another Mormon girl who wants to date a Korean guy?
Y'all, that's the show. You can go to realitygaze.com.
And
almost said
go
it wrong.
Go to our Instagram and you can find all our live show dates. Our New York shows are coming up at the end of January. The 29th is close to being sold out. We might have a couple more tickets available still.
Yep, 28th, that's plenty.
We do have plenty on the Friday the 28th.
Plenty.
We are at the Gramercy Theater. Plenty. It's a great venue. Come see us there. We're already planning our special New York, our musical event.
Maybe I'll change it in mid-show like you did for Chicago.
You were fine.
Yeah.
I was a professional.
So anyway, y'all, there's just, I won't tell you the letters we've already received from some of you about seeing Poodle gratuitously dance on stage. But for the rest of you,
you should see me move.
See us in Seattle. See us in Portland in March. In April, we're going to be going to D.C., Boston,
Philly,
Nashville, Atlanta. More cities to come.
We haven't announced the second date in Atlanta, but I think we're going to have one.
We are?
Yeah. You didn't hear that?
I don't remember that.
Go back on the conversations.
Was that in an email?
Yes. So, it's not fully confirmed yet.
Oh, yeah. Atlanta's sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I like it how you're telling me things. Like,
you know what? We're just trying.
So if you're worried about not being able to get an Atlanta seat, ticket, there'll probably be another date for Atlanta.
News to me, but I'd love to see you there.
I've been working behind the scenes.
Yeah. All right, everybody, be sure to leave us an Apple Podcast review. We greatly appreciate it.
To counteract the one that talked about that we promote vaccines.
Yes. And yes, and also be sure, and we love it when you share the show with somebody. Remember, merch.
Sharing is caring.
Merch goes, you never told what the charity was.
I did. Oh, I didn't say
you
it.
Did. We talked about the charity. And then
I think
you
waylaid me.
Yeah, me. What's the charity,
Poots? The charity this month is Modest Needs. The Sissy Squad charity is Modest Needs.
And yes.
It's there to help not just, their goal is to say people who are just, like, who are living from paycheck to paycheck, and just when the pandemic happens, you just need a little bit to cover, like, one bill or something
that
like that.
It,
they step in when normal, everyday people are having problems, hence Modest Needs.
Because there's, if you look at their literature, y'all, it begins with a trickle of that. What is it, something that people, like the average person in America, is 4 months away from homelessness? And it always begins with, well, you can't pay your cell phone bill.
Mm-hmm.
Or it got really cold, like for people in Chicago.
Couldn't pay the heat.
They got freezing. They couldn't pay the heat this month. They just need somebody to pay. And then once they couldn't pay that 1 month, then they couldn't pay their phone bill. And it's just that we've all been there.
It's really a domino effect. Smart idea for a charity not trying to cure cancer. They're trying to get in there being very localized.
Very localized, yes.
They're taking care of one bill here, one bill there.
So you can go to the Facebook group and donate on our Facebook page, but it donates directly to the charity. Or if you're not a part of the Facebook group, just go to
modestneeds.org.
You just Google Modest Needs. Yeah. We'll remember the website later.
I just go modestneeds.org
and go to the website and donate.
Picklefinder.net.
You don't even have to put our name. It's not about our recognition. It's about bringing awareness to the charity. And if you buy any merch, not at the live show, because y'all, those that we're not donating because we haul those duffel bags ourselves.
My back hurts.
But if you if you buy merch online, which is different merch, that all goes through the charities.
Y'all are loving your tour-only merch.
They are. And we have sissies that tell us they've been working out in them. I love it that your breasts are sweaty and I'm on one of
them. And I'm just going, We got our Keep Going Queens, black and gold with the crown.
Yes.
And we got our also the tattoo design that a sissy's boyfriend made, and the us as tattoos.
Yes. Well, I think it's from Chicago, right?
No, Ohio.
Oh.
Because of course it is.
We had a lot of Ohio sissies at that last show.
We had Wisconsin sissies. We had Michigan sissies.
We had Boston.
We had Florida sissies.
We had a Florida sissy.
Because I've been very opposed to going to COVID.
She said, I just came up here because I figured you're never coming to my state. So,
well, your governor has COVID now, so it's doing great.
It's doing great. All right, everybody. And for those of you that are dealing with this pandemic right now, we know it's revved up in a lot of your communities. It's revved up in Oklahoma right now. I'm having to make very, like, stressful decisions about, do I go home and see my dad? Do I not? He's not doing great, but I can't because then I'll get COVID and then coming back. We're all going through this. You're not alone in this. A lot of you are super stressed out. Our medical workers. We had a pharmacy tech talk about in the Facebook group, our pharmacist, just how she said, y'all be nice to your pharmacist
Please.
Right now. I know the line is long at Walgreens, But guess what? They're not getting supported either.
And everyone's short-staffed.
And everyone's short-staffed because everyone has COVID. So give everybody a little grace, because I really think for the most part, people are doing the best they can right
Everyone's now. Everyone's doing the best they can.
All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you have ever walked in to see your hair client with three dead bodies on the floor and just blood all over her face. First of all, you turn around and walk out because she'll chase you. And then you can call us after.
Gringo.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.